to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Dubois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloisElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at Rupert'sBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
It's Halloween, Sarah.
Yay!
And that means our very special guest in studio is none other than our resident Halloween expert of all things spooky and scary.
Yay!
Justin Morin.
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
He's excellent. So spooky.
You are doing great. You brought a friend today.
I did.
Who's with you?
So cute.
I have my little baby boy named Peaches the puppy.
We couldn't be happier.
That's right.
He's got Peaches a skeleton sweatshirt on.
Oh, and
he's got a skull and crossbones collar.
And he brought a cow.
Yeah. Yeah. So we will certainly have some pictures of Peaches for you.
Yeah, we will. We got to get a good photo of that skeleton.
He is just going to town on that cow.
Eating it.
Eating it. Gnawing away at it. Right. Yes. Eating the cow. Justin is not only an employee for the Lewiston Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, he is also, you're the lead, right? Is that fair?
I'm on stage a lot.
You're on stage a lot.
He's one of the main characters.
One of the main characters in A New Home, which just premiered last night at the Lewiston Middle School.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. It was very cathartic. It was just a great explosion of energy and music, and the cast is just great, and has a 27-piece orchestra, and it's just something that I've never done before, singing with that volume of musicians that are so talented, and we have an amazing conductor, and it's just all amazing. Like,
fills you up.
There's one point in the show that, like, last night I just started crying. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm just so happy to be here. And, like, we finished the show with a song called Lewiston and Me. And, like, right at the beginning of that song, my counterpart, Janelle, she plays the part Madeline, my love interest, ooh, she starts singing in French and just singing about how Lewiston is in her and in us. And I just started crying. I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. I resonate so much with that show. So
I love it.
It's been a great experience.
And that is playing until November 9th, if memory serves.
Yes. So we're off tonight for Halloween. Ooh. And then we're back on tomorrow and Sunday. And then the following Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Fantastic. And you can get your tickets at laclt.com. We're going to talk to Justin about all things spooky and scary coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, October 31st.
Maine Housing announced that the Energy Crisis Intervention Program will not open as planned on November 1st due to the federal government shutdown. ECIP is part of the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program and provides up to $500 in emergency heating assistance for about 7,000 Maine households each year.
It's Halloween, and that means Peter Geiger is carrying on his 30-year tradition of handing out thousands of full-size candy bars to young trick-or-treaters. The tradition started at Geiger's house and is now held at Geiger, the promotional products company located at 70 Mount Hope Ave in Lewiston. The fun begins at 4:30 and ends at 8:30.
Popular local band The Veggies will perform its farewell show tomorrow night in Lewiston. 61-year-old lead singer and guitarist Donnie Hebert has Parkinson's disease and is having difficulty performing. The band's farewell show will take place where it all started 20 years ago. Fast Breaks at 1465 Lisbon Street in Lewiston, and the show begins at 8 p.m.
And 2 days ago, the folks at Rupert's Beverage and Redemption presented a check for $33,000. $100,000 to All Is Wells, which supports programs that promote inclusion and build community. The money was raised during the Squatch Open Golf Tournament. In its social media post, Rupert said, "When you mix golf, Sasquatch energy, and a community that shows up, you get magic."
I should say so. That we were part of that. We got to be part of that magic.
Yes. We were all decked out in Squatch Open swag, and we got to talk to the fine folks at All Is Wells and Steve's brother, who had some great stories.
Oh, what a character he was. Yeah. I loved it. Shall we talk about the weather?
Let's talk about the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. It's a potpourri of Maine fall weather today. This rain will taper off and the morning wind, sun, and clouds will move on out. And we'll have a high of 59 and a low of 44. And windy with some sun and clouds tomorrow, high 49, low 39, and sunny on Sunday with highs approaching 50.
Woohoo! In sports, Murat Kuznetsov's overtime goal gave the Bruins a 4-3 win over the Buffalo Sabres. Jonas Korpisalo made 37 saves, and Morgan Geekie extended his goal streak to 6 games. The Bees will host the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow at 1.
Yay! The Celtics will visit the Philadelphia 76ers tonight at 7.
The Maine Nordiques host the Johnstown Tomahawks this afternoon at 4:30 and tomorrow at 7.
And the NA3 Nordiques host the Norwich Sea Captains this afternoon at 1.
The Lewiston Maniacs host Universal Quebec tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 7.
And Central Maine Community College men's hockey will host the University of New England tonight at 8 p.m.
And the first place, 6-2 New England Patriots host the 3-4 Atlanta Falcons on Sunday afternoon. And I was just looking at our hockey schedule that we just went over, Sarah. And if you're a hockey fan in Lewiston, Auburn, today's your day.
Yeah, you got.
You can catch the NA3 Nordiques at 1.
1.
Stay in that building. Catch the Maine Nordiques at 4:30.
Yeah.
Then head over to the Colisée and catch the Lewiston Maniacs at 7:30.
That's a pretty fun-filled hockey day, huh?
Yeah. And then you can head back to Norway Savings Bank Arena and catch the tail end of the CMCC game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Man alive. We got lots going on.
A whole lot of hockey happening in the Twin
Cities today.
A whole
lot of hockey. Phew.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 31st, shall
yes.
we?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, we're going to start off with Rob Van Winkle.
Who dat?
Justin knows. Rob Van Winkle.
Dun, 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 dun. Vanilla Ice.
Yes! Vanilla Ice. Ice Baby is 58 years old today.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know he was in, I know he was in at least one movie, but I think he was in more.
He was in the Ninja Turtles movie.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
The movie I remember him from is called Cool as Ice.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
And it's not good.
It's
borderline unwatchable. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay. Not recommended.
I think I'm okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I think I'm
good.
Okay.
Ad Rock of the Beastie Boys, 59 years old today. If you're a Beastie Boys fan and you've never seen them perform Sabotage live on David Letterman, please log on to the YouTube and check that out.
Okay.
Ad Rock is just an incredible performer.
All right.
Rob Schneider, 62 years old today. You know him from Saturday Night Live, first and foremost. He was the copier guy.
Making copies.
There you go. That's the one. Then he became Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
and then had some parts in a bunch of Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. He's in almost every Adam Sandler movie.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Yep.
Journalist Jane Pauley is 75 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
She became widely known as Barbara Walters' successor on the NBC morning show Today. And she was 25 years old when she started that.
She was just young.
Yeah.
Now she does CBS Sunday Morning, I think.
And she's married to the cartoonist Gary Trudeau, who created Doonesbury.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
And rounding out FPBs for October the 31st is Dan Rather.
Pauley.
Legend.
He was in our house every day at 6. We grew up with him.
Yeah. Did you have dinner with him?
We did have dinner with him. Yeah. The news was always on.
Dan is 94 years old today.
Wow. Do you follow him on X, on Twitter?
I don't have an account anymore, but he was fantastic.
I did follow him. He is not afraid of saying what needs to be said.
Nope.
And he is obviously a well-educated and trusted voice on American politics, and I truly enjoy everything he posts.
Yeah. So. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Rocking out. Peaches is like, yeah! Woohoo! He's not. He's actually the chillest dog I've ever seen. Yeah. He's just laying in his little knapsack.
I think his little stuffed cow would disagree with you. He's not.
Beep, beep. Where's it? Get it. Squish it.
The cow's
it.
Like, he's not chill. He's not chill. He's biting my neck. Ouch.
Oh, let's see. 19 years ago in 2006, Bob Barker announced that he was retiring from The Price is Right. He had hosted the show for 35 years, and Bob passed away just last year.
He was awesome.
He was pretty great.
Speaking of Adam Sandler movies,
oh, yeah.
Bob Barker, absolutely unforgettable.
The Price is Wrong.
And Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
So good.
It was so great.
Oh, man. 32 years ago in 1993, Tupac Shakur was arrested for allegedly shooting 2 off-duty Atlanta policemen during a late-night argument. The charges were dropped after witnesses testified that Tupac shot the cops in self-defense.
Oh.
50 years ago in 1975, Queen released their underrated smash, Bohemian Rhapsody. It was the lead single off their 4th album, Night at the Opera. 99 years ago in 1926, Harry Houdini found the one thing he could not escape: death. He died in a Detroit hospital of gangrene and periodontitis.
Something in his mouth.
No, he had a ruptured appendix following a punch to the stomach.
Yeah, he used to challenge people to punch him in the gut as hard as they could.
And he took a punch and broke his appendix.
Hey, I had my appendix removed. That is not fun.
No. Cracked that appendix like an egg.
Ouch. That's right.
Ouch.
How apropos, though, to have Harry Houdini, mystery and mystique, die on Halloween. Yeah. At 99. No, that was 99 years ago. I'm sorry, he wasn't 99 years old. Can you imagine being 99 and being like, punch me in the stomach?
Punch me in the stomach.
Come on, you Nancy.
My appendix ruptured. Oh, no.
No wonder his appendix ruptured. He's 99. No, it was 99 years ago. I apologize. My mistake.
Right. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for October the 31st.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Use family location sharing app like Life360. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Justin, is that a Chucky shirt you're wearing?
Oh, yes, it is. Chucky is a fan favorite in our household.
Yeah.
You're kind of like all things Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Our house has like a touch of spooky, a touch of whimsy to it. There's
all year round, or?
All year round, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a reason that you love Halloween so much?
No, I think, okay, so this is a fun fact. Growing up, like, my mom wouldn't let me do a lot of, like, scary stuff. Like, when The Nightmare Before Christmas came out, it was the devil. We weren't allowed to watch it.
What?
Oh. And I think that was my inciting moment that was like, this is my villain story. I am a horror person. I think I love all that stuff. And I don't know. I just have such vivid memories of watching Thriller, the music video, as a child, being like, this is amazing. Like, why is there not more stuff like this?
And then he did some research. And he found out there's a whole lot of stuff like that.
Yeah. Yes, right? Exactly. And it's just exploded in the last few years. I feel like there's horror stuff everywhere now.
I think maybe before people, with like so many holidays, people were like, well, it's just for October or it's just for December. Like now you have a lot more people celebrating Christmas all year round too. Like there's people who just love that particular holiday or they connect with that holiday and they make it part of their personality, and that's okay.
It is okay.
You can love something. You can love Halloween or pumpkin spice.
I got my pumpkin spice right here.
Yeah, whatever. What? It's okay to like what you like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you done the Nightmare on the Ridge?
I did it last year.
How did you like it?
So I'm like a horror person, right? But as soon as you get me into a haunted house, it's like, I scream at everything.
Me too.
Everything. And CLT actually did a haunted house this year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And all of my friends were in it. And so they knew to come follow me. And things like that. And so people have videos of me being like, oh my God, oh my God, get away from me. Oh my gosh. So.
Yeah, I did Nightmare on the Ridge with Mark, and he put a lavalier mic on me the entire time.
It was so much fun. They do such a great job. Fun. Yeah. Yeah. They invited us to podcast from there.
Yeah.
So we brought the mobile setup.
Yeah.
And
cool is that?
We interviewed Jeff Strout, the Spookmeister, who designed the whole thing.
I love
thing.
That.
We were interviewing people coming in and going out.
Yep.
And some people who made it in but had to immediately come right out.
Yeah. Lasted 1 minute.
That is okay. Happy Halloween.
Justin, moving on.
Oh my God.
Since you are our special guest for this Halloween themed episode, we have a couple of options for you. One is Baxter Oktoberfest Marzen Lager, or we have Goodland Extracts Root Beer High Soda. This is a Delta 9 product and it has 10 milligrams of THC,
which we will be splitting three ways.
So correct.
It'll be all right.
What are you thinking?
Oh, my word. Oh, my stars.
Heavens.
Oh, heavens. Heavens to Betsy. let's do the beer.
Yeah.
Let's do the beer. It's October.
It's
October
the last Fest. Day of October.
It's fun. And I love Baxter Brewing. So
Nice local brewery for us.
I used to live in the Bates Mill. So I'm like, I love that place.
Yeah.
And we also have some Dr. McGillicuddy's apple pie that you can pair with the Oktoberfest if you would
like. Shut up. This is
I know.
Beautiful.
It's good too. The McGillicuddy's is
this
delicious.
Is great.
Sarah, what can you tell us about Baxter Oktoberfest?
Here's what I know. Here's what I've been told. The Marzen is a malty amber. It's a European lager that is flawlessly smooth and a staple of the Oktoberfest held each year in Munich, Germany. Mm. Traditionally brewed in March and drank throughout the summer and fall, we think it's best enjoyed with friends and family while sharing a meal of grilled bratwurst, chewy pretzels, and smoked meats.
All right.
Huh?
Love it.
You can get it in a 6-pack, a 12-pack, a 16-ounce, a 4-pack. You could get a keg if you wanted, like if you're having a party.
Yeah.
You could do a keg.
Just for fun.
Or just for fun. Wouldn't it be funny if you just had a keg in your kitchen?
Hey, I'm trying to convince my partner to get one for the garage.
You just have it.
Yeah. So this is a 5.5% ABV, and we are about to partake.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes. Oh. This is the ASMR portion.
That was a good one.
It was.
That was a good pop. Yeah. I actually lived in Germany for
talk
like
about
three
that
months,
more.
What? The beer in Germany is top tier. Like, it is something that is unparalleled. And, like, depending on which region you're in, like, that's the only beer that they serve.
Wow.
Is whatever region's beer you're in.
It's a nice little, there's a little head on that. It's not bad.
Yeah. Nice job, Sarah.
Thank you.
It's
a professional pour right there.
I gave it
cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
To Halloween and to spooky things.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, love.
That's not bitter.
Love.
That is not bitter at all. That has the hop without going in the back of your throat, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
This is good drinking beer. Mm.
This is very good. As Pam would say, it is quaffable.
Totally quaffable.
Yeah.
This is sitting around the fire.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Yep. Candy with it, maybe.
Perfect time of year.
Apples and caramel. Mm-hmm. It's the pretzel.
Delicious. Baxter.
Pretzel cheese. Yeah.
Baxter, yep, good job.
Nailed it.
If you ever want to send me some, Baxter, I am all for this.
Justin can be reached at the Chamber of Commerce.
LA Metro
Downtown
Chamber.
Lewiston. On
Justin at LA Metro Chamber.
Or post show at a new home.
Yeah. Yes. There you go. Instead, in lieu of flowers.
That's right.
In lieu of flowers, 12 send packs. Beer.
Send a 12-pack of beer.
Send beer.
Or a keg.
Or even better.
He's been asking.
I just bought a house. I'm like, what does my house need?
I'm going to bring you
a kegerator.
As a housewarming gift, I'm going to bring you a tap.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to put Ryan's name on it.
Ryan doesn't drink beer as much, though. Ryan, he likes cosmopolitan.
Oh, he's classy. Yeah,
sometimes.
That guy.
Pinkies out.
Pinkies out, exactly.
Yeah. We can pinkies out for Oktoberfest.
We sure can.
So, while you were doing glasses and
You were burping?
I was burping, and I was talking with Justin about quizzes, Halloween quizzes, and he agreed to take a Halloween film quiz.
Oh.
So.
Very cool.
But you can play, too, if you want.
Okay. Let me get some spooky music.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's spooky.
Not bad, right?
That's pretty good.
Ooh.
Okay. In Hocus Pocus.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. This is new.
Here we go.
What are the names of the three Sanderson sisters and the actresses who play them?
Are you kidding me?
Mark wouldn't know this one.
Well, Mark, do you want to go first?
I know one of them is Bette Midler.
Yes.
I don't know.
She plays Winifred Sanderson.
Okay.
Okay.
Take it away.
And then we have Sarah Jessica Parker, who plays Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Kathy Najimy as Mary.
Mary.
Mary?
Book.
Book.
You are correct. You got the most.
Damn.
I just started rewatching King of the Hill.
Oh, Kathy Najimy.
Oh, she's
so
great.
So good.
Also,
I love her.
She was great in Sister Act.
She's tremendous in Sister Act.
So good. All right, Mark, this one's for you.
Okay.
Which film is the iconic line, "I see dead people" from?
The Sixth Sense.
Wow, good job.
Thank you.
All right. In which 1982 horror film did Carol Ann start talking to the television set?
Poltergeist.
Yes.
Just watched half of that yesterday.
Nice.
It holds up.
That's one of my favorites.
Scary.
It is scary. Up. When they're in the pool.
Yeah. I think those are real skeletons.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, huh?
Stop.
What? Yes. Talk more about that.
Yeah. Apparently the actress playing it didn't know, but now they use real skeletons in it. That's the story.
Where'd they get them from?
I don't know.
Burial ground, obviously.
obviously.
But apparently that film was cursed anyway. The little girl in it passed away shortly after that film.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's get a spooky movie.
Spooky movie.
A spooky outcome.
Jo Beth Williams. Was she?
Yes, that was Jo Beth. One of my favorite scenes of any movie, not just spooky movies, is her in the kitchen playing with the chairs. And watching them move. And she's delighted by it. She's not scared. She thinks it's interesting and fun. And I just think, what kind of a person would be so open to that?
Right.
I would be freaking out. I don't think I would think it was fun. No, I loved that scene. I thought she was great in that movie.
I love that skeleton. He's just staring at
me. Yeah, he is. You got the dead eyes looking at you from across the room. He's raising his hand to answer the next
question.
He's going to ask the next one. Okay.
I have a question.
Mark, this one's for you. Which 1980s Tim Burton movie starring Winona Ryder, Michael Keaton, and Catherine O'Hara was revived with a sequel in 2024?
Beetlejuice.
Yay!
Never saw it. Wait, I'm not proud of that.
What?
I never saw Beetlejuice.
That's not right.
I know. Never saw a lot of great movies.
There's something.
Never saw The Godfather.
Oh,
I'm not proud of that either.
Neither.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
The two of you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Justin, are you familiar with Mystery Science Theater?
And, yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
So that's what I'm into. I watch a lot of those bad movies.
Oh, got it.
People just rip them apart.
Got it.
Yeah, that's my jam.
And so this one's for Justin. In the film adaptation of Roald Dahl's The Witches, Angelica Houston's Grand High Witch plans to turn the children into what?
Mice?
Yes.
Yes.
Mice.
Mice. I was like nervous for a second. I was like, it's a mouse.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mark.
Yes.
In 13 going on 30, Jenna Rink saves the office party by getting everyone to join her in a rendition of a famous dance routine to which spooky song?
Thriller.
Yay.
Never saw it.
Yeah, I've never seen that one either. I'm sorry.
You would love that one.
I feel like I would too.
They just made it
into a musical.
It's adorbs. Yeah. All right. Justin.
Yes.
Which actress reprised her iconic role made famous over 2 decades ago?
Jamie Lee Curtis. I saw that new movie.
Is it good?
It's so good.
She's
but
amazing.
I went to a talk back with her in New York City when I lived in New York. So I got to see a preview of it. And then she got to talk afterwards about the film.
Wow.
And it was so good. Wow. It was so good because, like, we got to hear her perspective about why the movie was made. And basically, it's just saying how all of the sequels that followed the original were about her trying to flight. It was her flight response, whereas this movie is all about her fight response.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was just like, wow, that's so interesting.
She's had enough.
Yeah.
And
she's done.
It's been 20 years.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justin, are you a fan of the Rob Zombie Halloween adaptation?
So my partner and I were thinking about watching that this evening, and he was like, what's so different about it? And I'm like, it's gritty. Like, yep. The whole thing about this is that it's not that nostalgia factor. This is more about the grit factor of it, and it's very graphic. It's a very graphic interpretation of that movie, and I love it. I have so much fun with it, and I feel like it dives deeper into the actual character arc of who Michael Myers is. So,
the writing is lacking a little bit.
Yeah. Right. I don't... yeah. But the
rest of it holds up.
But you already know the story.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a scary movie person like that. I'm like more of a goofy, silly Halloween movie, like, you know, Eddie Murphy, Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, those are fun too.
Yeah, that's more my speed. I don't like graphic.
I think you should watch just a new movie, Weapons, that just came out. And it's really good. Like, it's thrilling. It's not scary.
Mm-hmm.
And just the premise of it, it's just like you don't know what's happening for most of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think you even leave being like, oh my gosh, I don't know what that was.
What
but
that
it was.
Was
so good.
Yeah.
I watch almost all horror movies and thriller movies with my head in the armpit of my partner. What's happening now? Tell me.
What's happening?
Like right in its pit.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. I don't want to. That's my spot.
Scary.
It's my spot. This one's for Mark. Name the eerie hotel in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining.
Ah, I can't. I've seen it, and I'll know it as soon as you say it. But
it's passing to Justin?
No, don't look at me yet. I'm still processing the Overlook.
Yes!
Yes! See, I needed a second. Yeah. Yeah, so I want to go there, because it's a real hotel. Like, you can really stay at it.
And is that in Colorado?
Yep.
They said it's
really spooky there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we need to go. Yeah. Just like the Lizzie Borden house. Like, I want to go there and stay there.
I would want to go to Fall River. Yeah.
Fall River. Yeah.
All right. I only have 2 more questions.
Okay.
Mark,
yes.
Do you want to go
This
again?
Is Justin's question.
All right. In the horror film A Quiet Place, co-stars which real-life Hollywood couple?
Oh, I know this. Is this me?
Yeah.
Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Yay.
Yeah, and he wrote those movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's an all-around.
Yeah, and Emily Blunt is awesome.
Triple threat
her.
There. Yeah. All right. And finally.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Wait, crack them open.
We got our Dr. McGillicuddy's apple pie here.
Here we go.
Compliments of Aaron Dunn Kimball.
Thank you, Aaron.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
A little swishy.
See, I was going to put a little bit in there and see what it's like.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Well, it's good swishy-swished.
Oh.
I enjoyed the Oktoberfest so much.
Oh, you put that with that?
I killed it in like 3 sips.
This always happens to me. I'm like, I don't want to finish this. It's so good. Right.
It's so good.
It's so good.
If I finish it, it'll be good.
Then it'll be done.
That was a good mix. Okay, Mark. What is the name of the terrifying clown in Stephen King's It?
Pennywise.
Yay!
Good job.
All right, bonus question.
All right.
In Harry Potter and the Philosopher's...
Hang
on. In Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone... Can you name the creature that breaks into Hogwarts on Halloween night?
The Philosopher's Stone?
Sorcerer's Stone in America.
Yes.
Oh.
I
Justin
know.
Knows.
That's your question.
It's a troll.
It's a bonus question. A mountain troll. That's correct.
Yeah,
yay.
We just rewatched the whole series.
Did you?
Yeah.
I just offered the books to my friend to read.
I've only read the first four.
Oh.
It's like I read them as they came out, but then I got into high school, and then I was like, no, I'm too cool.
You should go back.
I have them all.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
I actually feel like the last... like three books in the series are better than the first four because she's writing for I read them as an adult and she's starting to write as her reader is getting older. She's starting to write in a more adult way.
Yeah.
And okay, so they actually
the progression in school.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cool stuff in them that isn't included in the movies. I'm not a J.K. Rowling fan at all. In fact, I'm pretty anti her.
Same.
But this is a standalone as a piece of art is really incredible.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for inspiring me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Mark, did you have a game?
I don't have a game, but I wanted Justin's take on what scares you. Like, are you scared by, like, psychological thrillers, or are you scared by monsters in horror movies?
It's funny that you say that, because, like, people have asked me that recently, and it's like... like, movies don't scare me. It's, like, real-life stuff that scares me. Yeah. So, like, when I come home and my partner has the news on, I'm like, can we turn that off?
Yeah. Like, terrifying.
Like, that's the stuff that scares me.
Yeah.
It's not these horror stuff. In fact, I feel like the horror stuff is what takes me away from the truly scary stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's true with a lot of people who are horror fans, is that it takes away from whatever their daily horrors or... country horrors,
you know, reality like, that is
the
so
reality,
scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will tell you one movie that truly scared me when it came out was a movie called The Descent, which it's these group of women that go cave exploring, and for some reason, like caves and confined spaces like that truly freak me out,
terrifying.
Like getting stuck. In a rock thing.
No, thank you.
And then having creatures follow you through these, like, rock things. I'm like, nope, I'm out. Like, that's a me saying, no, I'm good. I'm good. What do I not need to do in my life? Cave exploring.
Spelunking. Spelunking is not on the list.
I am not going to go spelunking. Mm. I will try most things, but I will not try that.
Mm-mm. Cave spelunking. No, thank you.
Sarah, are you scared by monsters?
Of the human variety, yes.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I am a little bit more scared of, like, Ed Gein and Ted Bundy and people who walk among us and actually contribute to the community and to society and somehow still bury people in their basements.
Yeah.
That's absolutely horrifying to me. So there are real monsters walking
around. There's a Wednesday Addams quote from the Addams Family where somebody asks her, what are you dressed up for Halloween? And she goes...
a sociopath.
Something like that. She's like, I'm a homicidal maniac. I look just like everybody else.
I just look like everyone else.
Ooh. That's scary, Wednesday Addams.
That's scary. It is, but it's true. Like, Ted Bundy worked on a suicide hotline. Like, Ed Gein was involved in Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, yeah, we just watched the whole Ed Gein series.
There's the reality of the fact that there are indeed monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walking.
That walk among us.
Among us.
So, Ed Gein was the inspiration for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, that's – we just watched – they just had a new Netflix series about Ed Gein, and in that they dive into how his whole story influenced Psycho, influenced Texas Chainsaw Massacre, influenced all these, like, movie directors to create these horror films. And it's like, oh, my gosh, did Ed Gein, like, help create this – horror genre.
He was a monster.
It's like, that's truly frightening. Yeah. And like, I resonate with what you say. Like, mm-hmm. that the scariest things are real people.
They're real people.
Real life.
I feel like I could punch a monster and run away.
Right. Where's the boogeyman? I'll take that one over.
Like, I'd be like, I'm strong.
Not a lot of them move very
quickly. I'm strong and I'm fast.
Yeah. And I already know to be aware that you're there. Whereas like a sociopath or a psychopath, like they just look like everybody else. So how would your defenses be up? Unless that's just how you operate all the time, which as anybody, if anybody knows me, that's not how I operate all the time. My assumption is that you are a decent person until you show me otherwise. And by that point, it's too late.
Yep. I'm just the opposite.
Yeah.
You got to prove to me that you're a decent
person. You're a decent person.
Thinking about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I think The Exorcist was released in the 70s as well, wasn't it?
I didn't see that movie until I was in college.
Had to be the best decade.
Yeah.
The 70s.
70s and 80s. 80s.
80s had some fun.
You had Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
You had Jason.
You have the very like classic, that slasher genre.
So I include Jaws in my list of horror movies. Would you include Jaws in the list of horror movies?
So fun fact, sharks are literally one of my biggest fears of all time.
I think it's true for a lot of people.
I will not go into the ocean past my waist because of a fear of sharks. Mm-hmm. And so like, even as like a child, like I wouldn't go into anything with dark water. It could be a friend's swimming pool. Yep. And I'm like, I'm not going in there. I don't know what's in that water.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Same with Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the other thing for me with Jaws is that you don't see the shark until way towards the end of the movie, which means it's like one of those things where you're like, is it? What is it?
Yep.
What could it be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I put Jaws in the horror.
The fear
category.
Of the unknown for that movie.
Ah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
I have a healthy respect for the ocean.
You do indeed. Yes. I do not.
Like, I didn't realize it until a friend was just like, Justin, are you afraid of the ocean? And I'm like, maybe I am.
Actually, I guess I am.
Like, I never thought about that. But like, I won't.
A lot of
like,
people
even
are.
Boats. Like, I have such, like, sometimes I won't go on people's boats because I'm like, that doesn't look safe.
Yep.
I think, like, that's why I won't go on a cruise, too. I'm like, I'm not going on a cruise. I'm not. What if it sinks?
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
We're going to put Justin on the spot.
Oh,
Justin,
boy.
If you, like, for someone who's not really into the horror genre, but it being Halloween, and maybe they wanna dip their toe into it.
The tootsies
into the horror genre. Like, if they wanted to watch a couple of movies tonight, give us a couple of recommendations where they wouldn't be scared out of their minds, but they would be, you know, it might keep them up.
Okay. So I was thinking about this, and they're not necessarily movies. This is actually a TV show, all right? But Goosebumps.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The classic Goosebumps from when I was a child, all of the episodes on YouTube. And you can watch them there.
Nice.
And they're just scary enough, but they're still like kitschy and fun. And it's not something that'll keep you up at night.
All right.
Cool. And then I will also say, like, the classic Halloween is one that is, it's scary, but it's not something that's going to linger. Unless, I say that, but some people are petrified of that movie. Never mind. That's a really hard question.
It is.
That's a really hard question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just go for it. Just go for it. And, you know, if you want to watch a Halloween movie, like Sarah said, watch A Haunted Mansion. Watch a double Toil and Trouble with the Olsen twins.
And I think, like we discussed earlier, different things scare different people.
Yeah.
So it all depends.
Exactly.
Like,
yep.
How about Hotel Transylvania?
That's a fun one, too.
That's a good.
That's a fun one. Even the Addams Family, like the ones from the 90s.
Yeah.
I just watched the second one. Classic.
Or Scooby-Doo's.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo's are great.
Yeah.
My kids were creeped out by Coraline.
Yeah, yes. That's creepy.
I had the DVD right in front of my TV because I want to watch it. Yeah.
I didn't realize. I thought it was a kid's movie. And I'm like,
it is a kid's movie.
It is, but it's still terrifying.
Back in the day when you would write
based off a graphic novel, that's even scarier. Yeah. So,
can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Please do.
Would you consider Gremlins to be a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
I think both.
Yeah, I think it's one of those Nightmare Before Christmas things where it's a little bit of both.
Yep. Blending. Mm-hmm.
But for me, I just watched it for the first time last year. I know.
Spike scared me.
Yeah, it's very scary. Yeah. But watching it, I would actually consider it more of a Christmas movie.
Like, yeah.
It is so Christmas-focused and Christmas-heavy that I'm like, yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, that would be a good one for kids to dip your toes into.
Dip your tootsies in.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at Peaches.
I know. Thanks so much for bringing Peaches and for bringing the Halloween spirit.
Of course.
And congratulations on a successful opening.
Thank you.
Of a new
home. Thank you so much.
And we actually did an episode with Paul Caron. If our listeners are interested to learn more about the show, they can find that in another episode. And Mark will probably put something in about that.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, more work for me.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you, Justin. We appreciate your time and hanging out with us. And
bringing Peachy.
And Peachy.
Yeah, and bringing Peachy.
Peachy Pete.
Sampling some Baxter October.
That was good. Yes. Three thumbs up.
Three thumbs up.
Three thumbs up.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.